This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Morning. Thank you for joining us for our daily COVID-19 case update briefing from the South Dakota Department of Health. My name is Derek Haskins. I'm the Communications Director for the department. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Josh Clayton, State Epidemiologist, and Kim Maltham-Risen, Secretary of Health. We're going to go ahead this morning and let Dr. Clayton give today's case update. And then Dr. Clayton is going to just give some background information on public notices. We issued a few of those over the weekend, and so we wanted to give some additional background on why and how those notices are issued. And then both Secretary Maltham-Risen and Dr. Clayton will take your questions. I'll turn this over to Dr. Clayton.
All right. Good morning. Today we are reporting 40 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This does include 4 new hospitalizations, 0 new deaths, 60 new individuals who have recovered from COVID-19, as well as 446 new negative tests that have been performed. In total, this brings our COVID-19 case count to 4,027 cases in the state. Of those, we have 1,199 that are active infections and 2,784 individuals who have recovered from the disease. 316 hospitalizations and 44 deaths have occurred, and we have 25,018 total negative tests that have been performed. For community impact, we have update to Hamlin County as being elevated to minimal to moderate transmission. For new cases by county, we have 6 in Beadle, 1 in Bonham, 4 in Brown, 1 in Corson, 1 in Lincoln, 15 in Minnehaha, 1 in Moody, 6 in Pennington, 1 in Sanborn, 1 in Todd, 2 in Union, and 1 in Yankton. For cases by age range, we have 1 in the 0 to 19 year age category, 10 in the 20 to 29 year age category, 7 in the 30 to 39 year age category, 6 in the 40 to 49 year age category, 10 in the 50 to 59 year age category, 4 in the 60 to 69 year age category, and 2 in the 80 and over category. For new cases, by sex, we have 23 males and 17 females. The other piece of information that I wanted to provide is that regarding public notices. So the South Dakota Department of Health issues a public notice when an employee or patron is unable to identify all persons they were in close contact with. And again, that close contact is 5 or more minutes within 6 feet or less, while they were able to transmit the virus. We routinely have exposures with employees of businesses and anticipate seeing more exposure events occurring in those businesses due to potential for customer-to-customer, customer-to-staff, and staff-to-customer transmission as businesses reopen. When a business has a case, even if transmission is identified among employees, the Department of Health does not issue a public notice when all of the close contacts can be identified so that they can be notified of their exposure and that's Department of Health staff that conduct that notification. Public notices allow individuals who may have been exposed to monitor their symptoms regularly and help them more quickly associate that their symptoms may be due to COVID-19.
All right, I'm going to unmute the lines, and then we will take your questions.
Morgan at Rapid City Journal.
Go ahead, Morgan.
So about the public notice thing, for the Super 8 Hotel in Rapid City, hotel staff told us on Friday that they reached out to the Department of Health on Tuesday when a caseworker would call back, and by Friday he hadn't heard back from the office yet. So then on Saturday there was that public notice. I guess why did that take so long? What happened or changed? What new information was gathered?
Yeah, so very good question, and it is difficult sometimes to identify fully what's going on within those investigations. They do take time in order to make sure that we have the facts correct and that we can issue any public notices or provide information back to individuals as we have completed the investigation and made a determination of whether any sort of exposures occurred and what those exposure levels were and whether public notices needed to be issued.
Next question.
Okay. The employee died there. Why hasn't his death been reported yet?
So I'm unable to comment about individual cases, but we have reporting all of the cases where we have the death certificate for individuals in the state.
Is there like a...
Morgan, this is Kim Olsen-Reisen. The state law allows for up to 5 days for a death certificate to be issued. And so we can see a delay in actually getting that information here at the state level.
Okay, that's good to know. And then, too, with the contact tracing for that, can you speak to how that works when it's a public notice like that? Like, for instance, the worker had been tested on Tuesday, I think, so he would have been followed up with right away then, too. Like, last week you said it'd be 24 hours. Can you speak to how that works?
Yeah, I mean, as far as individuals, once, you know, we have the information around who was considered a close contact, you're exactly right that the staff do follow up based on information that they've been able to learn from the case or by proxy in cases where the individual has died. The exposure events themselves, because, you know, this specific instance with Rapid City involved a number of individuals who could not be rapidly identified. That's why we're had issued that public notice specifically.
Next question.
Mark from the Black Hills Pioneer.
Go ahead, Mark.
There's been nationwide a lot of concerns about COVID tracking apps. With this app that South Dakota is using, how can we make sure that our privacy is being maintained? And then also, how has that cut down the amount of time needed for contact tracing?
Amari, this is Kim Olsen-Reisen. We have not had any individuals who have tested positive who had also enabled the CARE 19 location services, so we are still waiting for that to happen. That application is anonymous in that we don't know the person's name, phone number, anything. What happens when a person signs up is they're given a randomized ID number that they control and they can use to look up the information that the application stores. If they test positive, they have to give us permission and give us that same unique number that's associated with the person for us to get any information. And the app itself does not store any personal information. It just stores the location.
Next question.
Yes, JP from KORN News Radio. If I may follow up on that, could you tell us how many people have downloaded the CARE 19 app thus far and how many are still using it? Would you know that?
Well, we're going to get the number of downloads here in a second. This will be real time for you.
JP, this is Derek Haskins, the communications director. We're at over 18,000 downloads. Within the app, the participants that are reporting are those that are using the app and have location services identified. That number does not count those who maybe have downloaded the app but have not turned on location services.
Thank you very much.
Next question.
Jack Cottle with KOTA.
Go ahead, Jack.
Had a question on, I see the trend data has now been updated, but is there a reason, like on the 15th of May, it says there were 51 cases statewide, where in that day we announced 95, and that day it was announced 51 new cases in Minnehaha County, yet the trend data says 25. Wanted to see what the difference between those two is.
Certainly, and I think this may be a point that we'll need to clarify on the website. So in order to try and take out some of the variation in when cases are reported to us. The cases on the website do reflect the date when the specimen was tested positive. So it helps us alleviate any delays in results being reported out, and so it will reflect that date specifically as opposed to the larger report dates that we publish out as part of this briefing.
Next question.
This is Stephen Groves from AP.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Does the Department of Health share the names and addresses of people who have tested positive with law enforcement or other first responders?
We have an agreement with the South Dakota Fusion Center, Stephen, to provide information through that venue, which is how law enforcement would be able to access any information that they need to stay safe doing the duties that they do.
And sorry, that's a South Dakota Fusion Center. Yeah. Could you explain what that is?
I would direct you to the Department of Public Safety. It is it's a clearinghouse of information that law enforcement relies on to be effective, but they would have more information for you.
Next question.
Hi, this is Scott Waltman with the Human Aberdeen.
Go ahead, Scott.
Just wanted to check, I guess, reset on the Demcoda beef numbers, and then mostly because we're getting some questions. I know we had the notice this weekend, but any other public outbreaks, for lack of a better way to describe it right now, I guess, that we can make folks aware of?
Yeah, so the updated DEMCODA numbers are that we have 118 cases, and there are no additional locations that were identifying where we will be doing a public notice at this point.
And this is Kim. I would just note that 74 of those 118 have recovered.
Next question.
Okay, thank you.
Jeremy Fugelberg, Forum News Service.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, we've been hearing that there had been, I'm not sure the scale, but the COVID had hit the Center for Independence in Huron. Is that something that you could address?
So that's not something that, we have as information that is part of our investigation that's kind of reached our ears. So what I would say is that we have no specific updates on, either whether cases are located there or what the status is of that.
Okay, thank you.
Next question.
Target again.
Go ahead.
We've been hearing that there's like a positive case at our Walgreens in Rapid City. Can you confirm this, or is there like a forthcoming public notice?
At this time, there is no public notice that is planned for issue. Those do come up as individuals complete. As our staff complete the investigation with individuals and identify whether or not there's any risk to the public. So, again, there very well may be an individual case or even a series of cases within a specific business. In this instance, your question around Walgreens, but that's not something that we have as a public notice planned in the future.
So you have or have not heard of a case there?
Again, I'm not going to discuss individual cases unless we have a public notice that we're issuing.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Final question.
Yes, JP from KORN News Radio. Has your mass testing of the nursing homes and assisted livings gotten underway yet?
We have some facilities that are starting yet today. We expect to have the schedule pinned down here in the next day or two, and see more testing starting midweek.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow.